We're on the Osprey boat on Kilda Water. Kilda Water is meant to be the largest body of water in Northern Europe, man-made body of water in Northern Europe. But I think that's based on capacity rather than surface area. By surface area, apparently Rutland Water may be bigger. We literally parked up, went across to the visitor centre, discovered that the boat was leaving almost immediately, and so dashed down and caught it. We still don't actually know quite where we're going, quite how this is going to work. We gather that it stops for lunch, the boat, at the next destination, and there we maybe go and find lunch ourselves and then catch the boat back again or round further or something like that. Not totally sure, but it's interesting anyway. Mum's just talking to some people who are, I think they said they're camping at the place that we're going to now, they have been talking about Vance and remarking about the use of German Shepherds, the usual sorts of things. I'll let you listen to the sound of the motor and the water rushing past. Thankfully, the rain seems to have abated for a little bit. It was pretty yucky when we first arrived, but the water, I think, is still quite grey, reflecting a grey sky, but still, it's very nice.
There has a surface area of 1,086 hectares, or 2,740 acres. And it has a water volume of 200,000 million litres, or 44,000 million gallons. That's enough water for every person in the world to have over 32 litres, or 7 gallons each. The depth varies from Bake and Weir, where it is 13 litres, or 40 feet deep. It follows the natural slope of the old valley floor down to the main dam, where it is 50 metres, or 160 feet deep, at the valve tower. Although smaller in surface area than Rutland Water, Kilda is classed as the largest man-made lake in Europe due to its volume.
There you go.
The dam is 1,140 metres long, just under three quarters of a mile. It stands 52 metres, or 170 feet high. It is 320 metres, or a quarter of a mile wide at its base, and is 6 metres, or 20 feet wide.
Okay.
Around that control tower.
You can
The deep in the pit, they're saying it's the deepest bit, 50
right.
metres.
So it has like that overflow tower.
Yes.
Drive across the dam and there are car parks on the other side.
Oh, then we're going to go round it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Queen unveiled when she opened the dam in May 1982.
Thank you.
If you just look that way to the right, you'll see a big obstruction
that you're going to walk through,
and that is that tower
to the water. Okay. Let's just find my video camera.
Okay.
I'm trying to juggle cameras here rather than successful. I may or may not be still recording audio, I don't know.
The valve tower is 64 metres, or 212 feet high, the same height as Nelson's Column in London. It is three-sided to give it strength. Its construction is recorded in the Guinness Book of Records for the longest continuous pour of concrete, 10 days and nights. There is a tunnel that goes from the hydroelectric station on the other side of the dam to the base of the tower. That tunnel is large enough to drive a single-decker coach along. Once at the bottom of the tower, there are 255 steps to climb up to the viewing platform. On one side of the tower, there are metal grids which go down to the bottom of the lake. They screen the water as it is drawn out of the lake at five different levels. The water then runs along the pipes under the tunnel via the hydroelectric turbines back into the river below the dam. The turbines can generate up to 6 megawatts of power, which is enough electricity to keep a town the size of Hexham or Morpeth in power, about 12,000 people. The water is released from the hydroelectric station, and the turbines are operated from the Howden treatment works at North Shields. If we get a lot of rain, more than normal, and it has been known, then the water level rises. Then the spillway on our right comes into use. The water level rises and flows over the spillway, just like the overflow in a bath or sink. The water then runs down a channel into the stilling basin at the bottom, before gently being dispersed off into the river below the dam.
Can you just look as you normally would, please? Okay, I have the dog.
You're going.
Yeah, okay. I'm going. Go on then. Go on, keep going, Vance. Keep going. Find the way. Good lad. Yeah, go on. I think he swapped sides at the last minute as to what side he was going on because this all moved. Find the way then, Franz. Good boy, find the way. So this is arriving back after being around the lake. At the beginning of the recording, we're on the way out. We stopped for lunch at Leap something. and now we've just come back and are getting wet. Go on, keep going, Vance, please. And we'll find us. Keep going, big doggy. Jetty. And now up we go. Keep going, Vance. Keep going. Good boy, go on. Thanks very much. Keep going, Vance. On you go. Leave it. Sorry. Come on, Vance. Can I just do my coat up? I didn't get a chance to do that. Come on then, big doggy. Come on, no, we're not walking on the grass. Excellent, well that was very enjoyable.
Thank you.
And I had a good sleep too.
Amazing.
How long did I have?
Charge your battery.
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel much better. It did. And I was just woken up by the announcement. But perfect timing. Yeah, definitely.
And I can use the car park to get in any of the other car parks.
So you could or you couldn't?
I can.
You can. All right, okay. That's good. Boy fans.